You're listening to In Tune, a BYU-Idaho radio podcast featuring LDS musicians and their music. I'm your host, David Payne. This is Don't Cry by Nathan Pacheco. Nathan Pacheco grew up in Virginia, near Washington, D.C. He grew up in a musical home and developed a love for music at a young age.
My parents are musical. My mom taught piano out of the home, and she was definitely kind of the driving force of getting me and also my siblings involved with music when we were young. I studied piano when I was a kid, and then classical violin, and then I've always loved to sing, but it wasn't until high school that I started to take classical voice lessons and sing in the choirs and have fun in the high school musicals. And that was, I guess, one of the turning points for me, where I just realized how much I enjoy performing and connecting with an audience through music.
Pacheco studied music at Brigham Young University. He told me a story about a summer trip he took that really convinced him to be a full-time musician.
I had just returned from the Summer of Dreams, as I describe it. I did the study abroad program in Lucca, Italy, which is just an amazing place. And then after that, I went down to Brazil and did a little mini tour with some other BYU students. And as I was just immersing myself in these incredible cultures and performing, I just kept on thinking, okay, how do I make this my job? And I heard Elder Holland give a talk. It was a CES fireside that senior year of college, right after returning from the Summer of Dreams. And he said, God is anxiously waiting for the chance to answer your prayers and fulfill your dreams, just as he always has. But he can't if you don't pray, and he can't if you don't dream. In short, he can't if you don't believe. And it was one of those the Marriott Center was absolutely packed. And I was like way up at the top. But it was one of those moments where I just felt just like everything became quiet around me and inside of me. And I felt like it was one of those special moments where I felt like the Lord was aware of me, not just of me, but also of my dreams. And that he had my back, and that he would help me as I kind of took that leap of faith.
Pacheco has been singing and performing ever since. He says being on stage is one of the best feelings in the world.
There aren't many things like being able to be on stage and perform and connect with people through music. I think that's why I love it so much. There are times when I can get very nervous, especially, you know, if I'm on a tour and I'm kind of feeling run down and my voice doesn't feel as strong as I'd like it to. There are definitely nerves and anxiety that get involved. But as far as just that magical feeling of being able to connect with people through music, it's one of the most beautiful things that I've experienced in life.
This is Nessun Dorma by Nathan Pacheco.
Mio mistero è chiuso in me. Il nome mio nessun saprà, no, no, solo tua bocca lo dirò quando la luce splenderà.
One of my all-time favorite songs is the song Nessun Dorme. It's a well-known opera song. Many times people that don't like opera still like that song. That's how cool of a song it is. That is such a fun song to sing. Definitely one of my favorites, and it may be my all-time favorite song to sing. There are also other songs that are just more laid back and chill, that aren't operatic at all, but they're just kind of more like lullaby songs on the guitar. I also love those. So there's just kind of a different feel to different songs that bring out different emotions, but without question, Nessun Dorme is one of the ones at the top.
Pacheco says he's fascinated by how music can bring people together.
It's neat how music kind of breaks down barriers and allows you to feel close to people and for people to feel close to you that you don't really know. But it's almost as if there's kind of this instant feeling of friendship that's established, and I think that's a neat thing.
Pacheco is a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and says music helps him feel closer to the Lord and brings the Spirit.
That's the best way I know how to describe that. The feeling that I feel when I sing, I feel close to the Lord. I feel that it can even be a spiritual experience and help me feel close to the Lord just as much as any other thing, such as reading the scriptures or praying. And I believe that God is the giver of all good things and all gifts that we enjoy, and that just as there's a scripture that says that, you know, if we receive the gifts, we rejoice not only in the gift, but in the giver of the gift. And so that's how I would describe how music is to me. It helps me not only feel happy just because I love music, but it helps me feel happy because it helps me feel close to the Lord.
One of Pacheco's most recent albums is called Higher, and it's filled with hymns and other sacred songs that have touched him and many others. This is Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing by Nathan Pacheco.
Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, tune my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. Prone to
see how well it's done and how much people have appreciated those kind of sacred songs. And And I think that, you know, going back to how music can help us feel close to the Lord, close to heaven, I believe that, you know, people of all faiths have kind of appreciated that kind of sacred songs, because even though they may not have the same set of beliefs that I do, I believe that music points heavenward, and it helps people worship the Lord, or whatever they worship. It helps them point towards that form of deity and feel closer to heaven.
Pacheco has 4 albums and a handful of singles. You can find them on his website, nathanpacheco.com, or on Apple Music, YouTube, or Spotify. Thanks for joining me for this episode of In Tune, a BYU-Idaho radio podcast featuring LDS musicians and their music. I've been your host, David Payne. Thanks for listening.